Why do people wait too long to take a vacation when they're no longer able to enjoy it? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Why do people wait so long to take their vacation in their elderly ages when they're no longer able to thoroughly enjoy it? Well, to face the facts, you do not wait until you're too old to enjoy your vacation to take your vacation. Well, we waited until we were retired before we decided to travel around the world. We waited until we were, the children were all grown, until we did this or that. No, you didn't. You didn't do anything of the sort. It may appear that way, but you didn't. When you were raising the children, they're over there, Ingeborg. When you were raising the children, you were having a great time. And you did all the things that you wanted to do with the children. In fact, you don't wait until you're older to take your vacations. You don't wait until you're older to travel around the world. You don't wait until you're older to do this or that or the other thing. At the moment that you do anything in your life is when you do it. When you're raising your kids, you want to be with your kids. And you do everything you can to be with your kids, because that's why you have kids. You have kids so that you can enjoy their company. And so you can share with them the values that you hold dear for yourself. And this is very important. And when you have a kid going to college, you say, well, I got to send my kid to college. That means I don't go to the Bahamas, you know. Well, no, it does not mean you don't go to the Bahamas. It means you send your kid to college. You have chosen to send your kid to college rather than to spend that money and buy a new house, rather than spend that money and to buy a new car, rather than spend that money and go to the Bahamas. It's not that you chose not to do those things, it's that you chose to send your kid to college. Now, do you feel good about sending your kid to college? Oh my, yes. Does it make you feel so fantastic to send your kid to college? Oh my, yes. And when your kid makes a success out of his college education, do you say, worth every penny of it? Or do you not even think of what it was worth? Do you not even think that you paid for it and that you did it? You think he put himself through school by doing his studies diligently and working hard. He did everything right. I'm proud of him. Right? No. It's not a matter that you didn't go to the Bahamas. It's not a matter that you wait until you're old before you take time to take your vacation trips. If you really want to take a vacation trip, you take it right in the middle of your lifetime. You take it during the summer. You just say to your boss or whatever, I'm taking a two-week vacation. He says, that's right, you got 2 weeks with pay. And then I'm taking 2 weeks without pay. 2 weeks without pay, yeah. Because I want to go and have a good time in the Bahamas. Well, good for you, you know. No problem. You can take 4 weeks without pay if you want to. But your job's here waiting for you. You're a good man. And you see, it's just a matter of you determine how you want to spend that money. And you determine what you think is right.